Taking a deep inhale, breathing out. I'm inviting you to find a comfortable seat, feeling your sit bones on the chair you might be sitting on or on the pillow you're sitting on. If you need to put a little pillow underneath your bottom in order to have a straighter back, please do so. Relaxing your tummies. Remembering that those 10 minutes of meditation are simply about being present. Coming back to the present moment every time your mind takes you away. Remembering that the noise that you might hear outside is just like the noise in your head. You cannot control it. All you can do is observe it and come back to what is, every time, using your breath as an anchor to pierce through the past, through the future, and step into what is, feeling a little more comfortable into your seat. If the breath is a little difficult for you, using the connection with your feet on the ground, again, to get you out of the trance of the past and the future, enabling you to simply sit comfortably, not planning anything for the past 10 minutes, next 10 minutes, sorry, not doing anything. Whatever might come up, simply allow it to be, knowing that you cannot stop it. But all you can do is choose to disengage from whatever comes up, i.e. simply coming back to your breath. I often talk about the breath as a sword that allows us to pierce through the veil of the past or the future, literally enabling us to step a little more into the present moment. And this work is about repetition. It's about realizing that our brain is like plasticine that can be remodeled, rewired with messages or with habits that are more supportive. Simply remembering how much you support yourself in your everyday life. I guess if you're sitting and listening to this meditation right now, you are ready to support yourself a little deeper into stepping into the present moment. Calming down your nervous system, realizing that there might be a different way to be that might be serving you better. Again and again, this is your choice. Knowing that you can rush and follow the noise outside of yourself that has now become an intrinsic part of your mind, telling you to keep going, to rush, to get to a destination that you don't really know how it's gonna turn out. Because the truth is that nobody knows. Or simply learning to rewire, realizing that all this rushing might not be serving you anymore. That you might need to be held, supported, feel as if something deeper is calling you, holding you, carrying you, guiding you. Taking a deep inhale and breathing out anything and everything that is no longer serving you. remembering that there is nowhere to get to. All you have is now, holding space for everything that you feel inside of you, questioning what feels unpleasant, questioning your interpretation of how you feel, questioning the stories you hold on to or you attach your emotions to. Remembering that emotions are simply energy, blockages moving through our body. We don't necessarily need to link a thought or a story to it. Simply being with what is. Again, feeling your sit bone on the chair you're sitting on, or on the cushion you might be sitting on. Relaxing your bellies. Feeling your feet on the ground. And remembering again that you will keep hearing outside noise. And the practice is to come back to the place inside of us where there is silence, the place that is quiet, the place that feels still, your seat of observer, observing without judgment, observing with compassion, remembering that we're all doing our best at all times. Remembering that we can never really force our timing, our divine timing. Inviting you to put your hands in prayer if you feel called to do so, literally bowing to every part of your being, knowing that everything is always connected. The way you speak to a part of yourself will ripple throughout your body, throughout your mind, throughout your spirit. So literally honoring every part of your being, all of your cells, the truth, the integrity that is within you, within us all. Taking that deep inhale and literally breathing out everything and anything that you no longer need, anything that is in the way of your essence, that is in the way of your support, that is in the way of feeling grounded, feeling held. As cliche as it may sound, that is in the way of feeling love for yourself. Even if your mind tells you that this part is not perfect, what if we all deserve to be loved, to love ourselves? Regardless of outside circumstances. What if this work was about stepping a little further into our truth, closer to our integrity, knowing that when we are looking at life from this place, things do feel more loving, more aligned, regardless of outside circumstances. And this is a place I'm inviting you to step into, knowing that only you know what feels right. Only you know what feels in integrity and in truth with yourself, with your being. Taking that deep inhale. I'm inviting you one last time to bow to the Guru inside of you, to the place within you that knows that stillness is not necessarily about sitting in the meditation pose. Knowing that stillness can simply be about being mindful, free of judgment, moving with compassion, with presence, with integrity and truth. Simply opening our heart to it all. Being still does not mean being joyful. Being still means accepting, being compassionate, and I will repeat it over and over again. Accessing that well of self-compassion inside of us all. Because there are different parts of our being that need it, that are still seeking for perfection, for an outcome that they cannot control. What if stillness was simply about being present to it all, holding space with love and integrity, whatever the outcome? Giving yourself whatever you're in search of, whatever you're in need of, supporting yourself. Supporting every place of your being, every part. We're now going to sit in silent meditation for the next minute. Thank you for your patience, thank you for your time, and I hope you have found this meditation helpful. Feel free to share it with others. Many blessings. Thank you.